Shah last week. From Kina, Ruchimus. Trying to close the dorm. And we saw the Rav is a Musik of Sameach Bechelka. There's a Chilik that is. It's the mock of the Kina and Ruchimus. We started trying to revire that there's a certain balance. Tonight we want to go right to the Mechadid, maybe the Gedorim. That's very confusing sugya. But just maybe to Makrim Azora. Many times the Mahalach of Tikkun HaMaisim, the Yishur HaLevavos. So you have to work on a certain balance in Avodas Hashem. And many times it seems as we're going extreme in Torah, in Avodah, in Diptuk and Zihiris. Sometimes come, Chumash, Asi, they cool. That's what we spoke about over here. Many times a person, he's being Mekane, he thinks he's demanding more for himself, he's not Sameach Bechelko. So we can come out of Chubin Neuver. But with that being said, anytime you try to find a balance and you downplay the shifa that a person has in Ruchnius and Torah, you always have to have an extra Azhar and an extra Zeris, because the Azhar always finds a mockum to be Makel B'Yosa. Baruch Hashem now. Don't we do Makel? It's not Azhar. Nishta Zoi, you don't have to go, take it easy. Sameach Bechelko. I'm giving this example. I'm giving one example. In our sugi, we have one example. Many times in a position, many times, you have to find a certain balance. And always, the goof, the Yitzhar, the Nefesh Bahamas, Kitina Kabarech, Mibesa Sefer, is always looking for a push at an outlet to run with him on Machayv. So you have to be also in the Sigya, exciting the Madgash, you always have to be Nizar, a Taka. What you're being Makel is Taka to come to a Richtige Shlemus and Ruchnis. It's the Madgash come to a Richtige Shlemus and Ruchnis, and we're not trying to Taka run away. We're not trying to Taka run away from my Hashem Shel Mimcha. That was Asam, Adom, Azarai. We said, we want to try to talk about Mamshech Mivar. This is what we saw. Let's talk about Chazribe, what we saw. And a few people asked after Lezvan, a few Makudas to talk about the many Makudas in this. We said, let's try to get maybe a clerk, a little clerk. We saw, it's saying the Sugi of Sameach Bechelko, which is this Shurish Sugi that starts, it's not only Yuchat Akin. Saying in the sugya in Kinnah, we saw conflicting mashmoyis. Mitzad echad, the sugya of Sameach Bechelko. We saw that there's, the Gaon says clear that there's a musik of Sameach Bechelko in Ruchnius. And in Ruchnius also, a person's supposed to be accept what he got, be happy with what he got, realize this is what Hashem gave him, this is what he has to work with. He has to come to a certain simcha. Even Ruchnius. It's a falshkeit to say that a person is supposed to constantly be upset and unhappy and not feel fulfilled in Ruchnius. This is supposed to be Sameach Bechelko. This is a Tamil Chacham. A Tamil Chacham is a mensch who walks around, he's freilich, he's tefrieden. He's Sameach Bechelko. Umitzad Sheni. It's a double bar. There's no end to the person's shifas in Ruchnius. There's no end. Shifas and Ruchis is something you can never say, it's enough. It's never given everything, it's enough. Chayiv Odom Loimar, Chazal, Tanavil, Yo, Chayiv Odom Loimar. Mosai, Yagiu Maisev, the Maisev, Voice, Yavon, Mitzav Yaakov. I mean, that's a very long, I don't think there's ever time we stop. I don't think there's ever time we're going to say we got that, Avon, Mitzav Yaakov. Twice, this is a balance. In Kinnah, we saw the same too much, Moise. In Kinnah, we saw that. We saw that it's not that we started tonight. It's not a hefkevelt. It's not any kin of a ruchni is mutter. It's coming to Kaparsha. Korich. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Bnei Levi and says, Hama'at mika. The kashtem gam mekuna. Shteito. The kin of Bnei Korach. Of Bnei Levi, I'm sorry. The kin of Bnei Levi. They were part of the Das Korach. It was Apostle Kina. It was Apostle Kina. Well, Kina Zet Nema. Kinnis Seifer, Kinnis Kinnah, Taivakin of a covered mitzias other minoyim. Rashi in the Mishnah, this is that's the makar. Kin of Bnei Levi was mitzias other minoyim. It was a kin of Aruchnius. A kin of Zuv other states, kin of Yakavatsom is kin. That's clear. Mitzat Shani, state kin of Soif and Tabachachachm. Kin of Soif and Tabachachm. In Liach, it's Lachatchit. It's Lachatchit. Mitzat Meisen. Sorry, I'm not going to sing the names of the two Talmid Chacham, two very famous Talmid Chacham, because I don't have the Masorah. But there were times he Dafka went over to two Chashva people in Yeshiva, and he told them over, you know, Yana just put out a kuntres. He just finished, no one Masechta, he finished in Azdarm, he finished that Masechta. He would tell over. You push a person, you say, well, look what he did, you could do much more. So, this is the mavucha. It's not only a mavucha in the base medrash, and we're trying to learn up the sugya. It's even a much shver mavucha in the sugya sechaim, in the base medrash sechaim. Like I said, I've seen first of all myself, but of other people, I've seen mass confusion, and many people we make mistakes both ways. So we try to be mavar. L'chur, l'chur, come to a little bit of mahalach to understand what is the simcha b'chelka, hamuteres, haruya, hamuchuyeves. What is the kina even hamuchuyeves? What's the chiluk apostle? So we saw it. We started trying to say that it seems like that there's a chiluk even in ruchnis. There's a chiluk of ruchnis. It's totally in the bechira of a mention. A chiluk in ruchnis is not totally in the bechira of a mention. Vav in ruchnis is also a chiluk. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a chiluk. Kol Bidei Shemayim also includes Kelim Ruchnim. There are Kelim Ruchnim that's your Chelek. That you got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's your Chelek. That's your Chelek. And that's not all in your Bechir. That's not all in your Bechir. And that we say, it's also Tefkina. And that we say, you have to be Samech B'chelka. Then, there's things that are totally in your Bechir. That of Adah, you can't rest. Chai Banum Leimah, Masi Yagir Maisa, Maisa Gomit Zabiyah. Use kina as a tool to bring out your chelek, to realize you haven't yet brought out your chelek that you have already, you haven't maximized. So we want to bring first makar and then we want to show them a pistol machadi. It's a little clever makar mafurisha and dvarim for Russian. It's based on the Mishnah novice, based on the Pirush of the Bartanur. The novice parakei, it's three Mishnais, one after another. We'll give kfutzes, a group of four. Arba midas bodem, arba midas b'deyas, arba midas b'deyas. Perkei, Mishnah Yud, to Mishnah Yud Beis. Arba midas bodem, ma'ayim ha'shali shali v'shalcha shalcha. Baiter, different four different midas in there. Arba midas b'deyas, talking about kas, four types of people, and they deal with their kas. And the last mission is arba midas b'tanida. Talking about different chokhma, different kelim that a person got for chokhma. The last Mishnah. The last Mishnah states as they are. I this Talmidim. The first Talmud is a Maher Lishmoyer Maher Lavid. Maher Lishmoyer means someone chaps zergich, chaps mamsh, quick, chaps right away. However, easy comes, easy goes. He chaps it, he forgets it the next day. Next day comes the Seder. Went in, posh, disappears in his head. Fem shtei diotas chorbev Seder. What he got, he loses. It's kosher l'shmoyev and kosher l'avid. He's the other way around. Zeir shver, to lichap something. That's harvin, nochem, to lose any bit out of the door. But meisim, when he chaps, then when he chaps, how the boy sit, the boy sit, kosher l'avid. He holds on to it, if he yotza, if say the b'schor. Everything he lost, when he worked so hard, but b'schor, he comes out with something clear. Third is mar l'shmoyev, that's what everyone wishes they would have that. Mar l'shmoyev and kosher l'avid. Alamay, it's chochem. He hears chaps. The kosher l'avid. Not only is he chap quick, but he holds on to it forever. That's the chacham. And the last one. This is one you want to tell on. The last one is a kosher l'shmoyer ma'al l'avid. The last one is a person who he got the wrong end of the both deals. Kosher l'shmoyer ma'al l'avid. Takes him forever to chaps. Mamash has to go over it again and again. What did you say? Exactly. Ma'al l'avid. Finally works and he gets it. Tomorrow. It's gone. Gendik. What's the mission? Zechilik. stellt about the new hour. There's a shinui in this Mishnah between the previous two Mishnahs. This Mishnah says in the fourth, in the worst of the pile of the group, it says Zechilikra. In the previous Mishnahs, it said Shali is a Rasha. In the previous Mishnah, it talked about a Rasha and a Chosid. Here it says Chilikra. What's the Shida? Why doesn't it say? Why didn't it say over here Rasha? Talked about it. In this Mishnah, we can't say Koshel Ishmer Ma'abed is a Rasha. She'ein ze dover ha'toli v'b'chirasei shalot. El chesoyim shahoye b'ayim eke b'yosei. Zoktavu, kan medubar b'dvorm, Mishnah Yud and Mishnah Yad is dvorm, ha'toli v'b'chirasei shalot. The Mishnah Yud Beis is not following b'chirasei. That's the chilak. The Mishnah Yud and Yad Aleph is what a person does with his money, is a person's chesed, a person what a person does, is a person how he works on his midas hakas. That's the b'chiras adam. However, a person's how quickly a person chaps that chilek of the brain, that function of the brain that a person chaps, his ability to memory something. These are gifts that a person gets. Mitchilas b'yosa. Das is in the Rav. Das is a guy. It's a chilek ra. In the Mishnah, Baruch says, das is a chilek. The son is Shetan mit b'chiras. Das is a chilek. This is a chilek no different than Gashmis. No different than if you're born into a family that doesn't have a lot of money. No different if you're born short and not tall. No different if you're born fat and not skinny. No different than any other thing that you're born in Gashmis, that's your chilek. And anyone who tries to fight against it is fighting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Misroim al Hashem. He doesn't realize that this is his Metzias. Kalim, the Kalim of Koshel Ishmael Maher Lahabe. But also, Kalim that I'm going to get to Ruchim. Savada. It's going to be major, it's going to have a major influence on his, how well he's going to be Shagim Ruchim. Oh, that's a chilek. On this case of chilek, that's not the Bechira of a person. On this chilek, that's what we said, that's a mech, the chilek, and this chilek, cannot also have kinna. Also to have kinna. You see your friend, he chaps so quick, you can miskane. Oh, can't have kinna, can't have kinna. That's what we've had some this week. It's clear. Mishnah. If you don't know, Furusha Mishnah. The Shaila is one of the Chadid. People start asking me afterwards. It's not that they burn. I mean, after I want to try to give ways maybe to be mafkin, because these two areas, these two territories, what's betoich b'chiras adam, and not betoich b'chiras adam, are not, unfortunately, not so black and white. Many, many times they overlap. And many, many times, the MS, like we started today, you have to ask the Sheilas Chochem, because it could be being Meku too much. It could be Machmer too much. Efshar, let's maybe give a few tzurim. Shailas, let's say, we spoke out last week, that when the Rav says, Dvarim ha-toli b'briyasi shal adam, we say the Briya adam isn't a one-time thing, it's only when you're born. We spoke about Makar is clear. The Hashkocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon you, also, many times it's something that's not telling you in your Bechira. Even if at one time it was telling you Bechira, after a person makes Ashtadlis, and this person gets accepted to a yeshiva, Chara, he's in the yeshiva now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu born into this yeshiva, this is his chay. A person gets a certain shidduch. I could have been Metzliach much more if I would have married that other wife, he would be able to go move to Eretz Yisrael and learn over there. This is a chay. Yeah. So let's say, if a person, for whatever reason, Hashkocha has it, he went there to Israel after a year. It's married, doesn't even go back there to Israel. He's sitting, he's working. But this person can't have a shifa before Kinnan. This person can't have a shifa, can't daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be able to one day go back to some learning. He has to accept. There's people asking me, what he has to accept his whole life that this is who he is. He can't. Haraid's borrowed that Avadi has to be Samech Bechelkoi. He should never be mishtoikik, he should never be misavir for things to change. It's hard sometimes you could say that. This is totally b'chirosei, the tzirs are not so clear. Let's take the tzir of the mission. Koshel l'shmoy ma'al ha'abed. Koshel l'shmoy ma'al ha'abed. Harei, you can't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't say ma'isim kol yoyim, but I know a bunch of people, again, there's someone just put a safer about this, ma'isim show you. People who started off, they were benched with Koshel Ishmael Ma'al Abed, and they died to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they changed. They changed. Changed, Poshet. They changed. They became people who chat quick, and they became people who Baruch Hashem had a bad memory. You can't daven for the Chodesh Baruch Hu. These things. Kash them gam kuna. If someone's going to daven for that, someone's going to want that, we're going to tell them like they tell Bnei Levi, but kash them gam kuna. Chorat some before Shigamar Nishtat. Gemara states, the famous Gemara, three places in Shas. It's humid up your base. The Gemara says, state of Binyamin, Sheva Binyamin. State the Gemara, Zayda, in the Chalukah of where the Makam HaMikdash was, state as I, Mahio Bechelkri She Yehuda, Harabai Salishkai Svazars, Mahio Bechelkri She Binyamin, Ucho, Ulam, Behechel Beis Kach Gadashim. Binyamin was Zoycha that he had the Ulam Behechel Beis Kach Gadashim, but we're not Kodesh Beis Kach Gadashim. However, Rutsua Hoise Yoitis Mechelka Shudo, the Iker Migdush, the Iker Kliavoida, Babai Binyam. However, there was one Rutsua that went out, that jutted out from one strip that came out from Yehuda and went into the Chnes of Chelka Shem Yomen, and Bohayim is Beach Bonner. Who bin Yomen at Sadek, Hayim at Star, Olel, Avola, Bechol Yoin, Shanem Ar Choy Fei Falov Kol Ayoin. Bin Yomen at Sadek was Choy Fei Falov Kol Ayoin. He wanted it. I want the Ganset. I want the ganze, all the ganze mikdash in my chiluk. Lefikach zocha bin yomen atzadik v'nasher es bezichem legvul. Shenemar obeying seif of shochem. That was the reason. That was the whole reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu originally put the Kodesh Kadosh. Why was he zocha? Because he had this neuridike tshuka, this neuridike taiva. Of Adamosai magiyu maisel of maisel from Mitzvah Yaakov. I want the highest madrega. I want to be the host of the Shechina totally. I want to have as much as I can have. Unfortunately, Miskash, in chronological order, it's not clear. More than Pshat. What happened first? It says after he got the Chilek Kodesh Goshen, he was missing the Ritzua, he was Misavir. It says that is the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu originally put the Shechina. No, Pshat. Upon him, the Uvda that is clear. It's clear that Bin Yomen at Tzadik was trying to get more than he got in this Chilek. Clear, the one of the Chilek. He was Mishkoike, he was Mispawal, he was Misavir. Taisas, he could do that. So what's. What's the Gedar? So again, it's Nishik Kasha. It's Klor. It's Klor. There's a Chilud. But it's Shonish Ani Mag. It's Klor. Avada. If we all came out, if Binyamin Atzadik would have been Mekane, and it would have been Kina, and Yehuda would have been possible. Yeah, we would have had the same time. It never would have happened. But we would have had the same time that they had on Bnei Levi Amad Mikem Mekashin Yam Guna. But this wasn't about Kina. This is what we call Shteikakos. This kina, this someone who doesn't realize he has a chelik. This someone who realizes he has a chelik, but he wants more. And that's after the matter. Can you hear that? That's not all. I want to try to see after the shmaya. Hopefully, we shouldn't be nichshol. And keretayim should be mayin in it. Maybe should be misayatzi. Bigger tamid echolim. Bigger bali avoida. Find the klar gedama. We have to come to some sort of way to discern, to be mafkin a little bit. When we have a kina psula, when we have a sameach b'chelka akshera, when we have a simcha asu, when is what are the gedarim? So efshar like this. First level, I'll say a few different things. But all shirasham echa, but maybe a few different kudas of how we can be mafkin. What's klar? What's possible? What's kosher? The aleph beis first, and the seder d'aram, it's clear. This is what I'm saying. Avada. The aleph beis is that first comes sameach b'chelka. That's what we're trying to say. First, avada b'nyamlo sameach b'chelka. And then he was mishtaking again. But how do you market that? So the first thing we could see the difference is we went over the morale in the beginning of the sugi. We went over the morale. Morale said interesante nekuda. Morale said he was talking about how kin is nevea from the heder, from the void and the lack that there is in the mention. And he said that it goes so ad kidei kach halicha l'zman magim zot morale. You can have a person as makane. And he said, morale said the kin is different than taiva. The taiva. A person wants something, he's not happy until he gets it. He says, Kina, you can find this interesting phenomenon. That the person is happy, all of a sudden, Vienna doesn't have. Reuven sees Shimon has something. Shimon's got a new Cadillac. He's low on sugar, you know, he can't afford it. He's dying for that. Shimon made a chas and a poshet that knocked the whole town out on his side, out of it. And he pushed it, he has to make his poshet a simple chas on it. He's fucking away from the Caleb. Zot Tomorrow, the modern is ach. Amol, Reuven will be happy if, in fact, Shimon doesn't have what he has. Shimon loses what he has. One day the Cadillac gets into a crash. So Shmetter goes into the shop. It's gone forever. All of a sudden, there's nostalgia. Taiva person until they find Taiva. Kina, all of a sudden, help. This will never happen by the Shtek Kusim. A tefillah and a tshuka for a person to be marchiv his chelik. Even a kinesayfim tar b'chacham. A kinesayfim tar b'chacham will never be happy if Yana loses what he has. No, he's never really happy. If your kin, if your feelings inside of you when you're having about a davar ruchni, and you're telling me it's kosher v'yosher, but if test yourself, litmus test. If Yana would lose what he had, yeah, I see my friend, kosher l'shmaya, I see my friend, sits down the first day, chaps everything, and I say, kinesayfim tar b'chacham, I also want to chap everything, I'm going to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask yourself a litmus test. Let's say Yana wouldn't be here. Let's say Yana wouldn't have that Milo. Are you going to be happy? Why not? Are you going to go back to the Kangusa or not? Maybe go a little deeper in this Nakuda. But Emes, this is the Kina, if you always look at Kina, Kina is always mufnis. It's always directed towards Yana. Kina is in the spirit by Yana. And really, the Kina, if you look, the Kina is klape Yana. Achuka. And even Ba'imekadvarim, Kinesayfim Tabachachm, is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has nothing to do with the enemy. It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You realize this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, and you want more. B'chlau, Yana is not even, Yana was made Bechatimsa. You got a seer of what it means that a person can be more. But the feelings, your feelings of Kinah are not going to be directed and channeled B'chlau towards Yana. This is the first avchon of how a person can see what's he feeling? Is he feeling? Is he marchiv chelik? Is he? Let's take it a little deeper. That's in the same sherish of it. The difference really between kina and the difference between kina psula maybe, and the difference between someone. Same thing. Also, someone is not saneh the chelko, and someone who wants more. And just right, the difference is, where does it start? And then Maral we talk about Maral we would. Maral says that every kinah, it's shirasha in the head that there is no edge. Kshatim saloimar. Kinah is not something that you decide to do. Person doesn't say, okay, I see Yenim, I'm going to go be mechanic. I'm going to be ma'ur myself and have to go be mechanic. Kinna attacks you. That's what Maral says, because the kinna started before. It started because you have a chilek of yourself that was unformed and undeveloped. A person's supposed to recognize his ichidistic world, but unfortunately many of us don't. And many of us don't maximize what we're really supposed to be doing. We have a lack, we have a heder there. That's what Maral said. We have a heder. We have a chesser by us because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. That is the shirish of kinna. Kinna is brought out. When that matziv, when exactly when I'm missing something, my friend all of a sudden exposed me to something that he has a great atzlocha, so it brings out that nekuda. But I'm not deciding to be kinna. The kinna is more, it attacks me. The kinna jumps out at me. Tifa kazakh, we saw even tifa than that. I feel all of a sudden my anoichis feels attacked by the kinna. It's not a positive pull that I do. Forget, I'm defending myself. Can it hits me like a ton of bricks? I feel attacked. I feel like Yen is robbing me from my chelik. When a person has kina, he'll realize, and this is the nakuda we spoke about from the Sefer Zohar, he feels like he's an efes, a garnish. He can't even begin to enjoy anything he has because nothing's home, nothing's there, nothing's there. That's that nakuda. He's not kayim, and then he decides to be makana. It eats away at his core. This is the second litmus test. Binyamin at tzaddik, chas v'shalom. He didn't feel attacked. He didn't feel ahead of Gomor. He felt Sameh Bechelka. He knew exactly what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him. But then he decided, I realize I have my chilek, I want more. He was oivin on himself to come to a matziv where he was mishtoikik to more. That a shtoikikus for more could sometimes bring to a new feeling of, yeah, lacking. But it's a different type of lacking. He's never going to feel, walk around crushed and feel like he's a nothing. But Umas, now that he wants to work on, now what he wants to ask him for more, he'll feel Avada Chos, he'll feel Tzara, a person, a big Talmud Chacham, a person who loves Ruchnius. Oyev Kesef, lo Yispa Kesef, Oyev Ruchnius, lo Yispa Ruchnius. He's never going to be Savea. But it's not going to attack him. This is the Oymek Achilik. The Oymek Achilik of Binyamin HaTzadik. Anytime we have a Shtekis Ruchnius,
The first thing is you have to get to a matzav where there's a meach b'chilukoi. If I could say a nusach maybe, a nusach would be, is that it's true, ruchni is ein loisoif. That you saw it, that the Balei Musa told us, we saw last week, that ruchni is ein loisoif. But it actually has chol. You never say it doesn't have aschol. It has aschol. It doesn't have a soif, but it has aschol. It has aschol. Aschol means that if you feel they don't have anything, if you feel they don't have anything, ruchnis, I'm supposed to be yenem. That's what a person feels good about. I got the raw deal. I didn't get what I was supposed to get. That's a bnei koyach feel. If you feel got the raw deal, b'nyon etzad, you feel, what does it mean? I have to have everything. That's possible. That person, that's not how Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a chilek to a mensch, has to be a mensch. He has to be sameach. He has to have a shleimus on something. You have to first have your chilek. We've been speaking about the past bunch of weeks. It's mechayev a person to understand himself, to mevar his oilam hayichidus, to mevar himself, to outline clearly his chilek. But once you have that, then taka English soif, you could be moyisiv oilich. You could realize with this kelim, I could go so much more. First of all, within this world, I could do so much world. And then there's even to say, I could even go to new worlds. To new worlds. Many people went far, but they never ever expected to be. For example, he always gives the Shiva's Rana Rachim Nazan Tzvi, Khmein his chelik that he came out with in the middle of life, went way farther than what he was born with. Maybe Beshurisha was here. But Avada, he started with something, or he realized, he started getting involved in Ruchnius, and he wanted more, like a Baltaiva wants more. You could even use kinna, and it's not going to hurt you. You could use kinna to bring out your own chilek more. But we're in that you could be mishteikek that person. The smaisin that was saying people ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say that you could ask. But if that asking ever comes and starts creeping, that you feel like you are nothing, something's wrong. If you go away depressed, and you go away, something's wrong. That means it's attacking your basis. It's attacking your fundamental. It's attacking you. You're not being mafilit. It's attacking you. That's kinna. It's attacking you. Something's getting away. This is what's missing. This is maybe we try to come to a little bit of a hagdar. At the end of the day, Avada, there's a tremendous balance. And this is a person ruchnis until the end of his life. Hadron Allah, Vidaitan Allah, we make a siyum, we pat ourselves on the back, we make a siyum, it's a simcha, it's a big simcha, we make a siyum. But we'll go weiter. We're happy and we'll go weiter. It's a balance, you need to be able to have it. Balance is a big issue in life. And Ruchnius will always bring the balance. Shafira is a vardi. The going says, it's farm. They call you all, they bring Rishim the going. At one time, I think I saw this Rishim the going, or even also said a very similar pshat. Famous Pasik in Tillim. David Melech says, I'm happy, I rejoice over the Mesech of Yitarah, like a find, a tremendous shol, a treasure. But what type of treasure? Shol Rav, treasure that's captured from the enemy. Shol was always a loot, a looty. In fact, the guy, what's the Lashem Sosa, and why does it say Simcha? In fact, the guy, also, what's the Mashal Shol? Kamoitzi Oitzer, Oitzer, Hain Rav, what's the Lashem Shol Rav? So the guy, Sosan is always, simcha is when there's simcha without any tzad hefzid. Sosan is when always there's a slight tzad hefzid. Slight tzad is a slight thing that I didn't get. This house. Zok to goin. A mashal, shalom rav is a mashal. Somebody found shalom rav, he found luti, but it's rav, it's huge. And many times when you loot the enemy camp, you don't have all the time in the world because they're going to come back later. People are going to come back. What happens if there's millions and millions of rubles, but you only have 2 hours? Zok to goyim. So you're very happy. But I said, at the end of the day, there's a certain bound in your heart, a certain kind. Like, I know I'm not going to be able to get everything. I'm only going to be able to take a quarter of what there is, a tenth of what there is. Zok to goyim, Torah, it's always kamayit yishol arav. Torah, amuchni is b'chlal, ein l'davar soif. Working with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo'im achshav, it's believable. No matter where you're going to be in Torah, there's going to be happiness, but there's going to be a tzad. Yeah, there's more way to go. We have to concentrate and ability in our door, like I said last time, of all or nothing. We have to have ability to be able to find the sasan. That's a standard terror. The big thing in the Chum, they'll be able to find the sasan, they'll be able to find their chelik, and they will find their chelik and what they got. At the same time, they'll be able not to rest in other worlds. You have to go. Hatun alacha daitim alacha. Go light the brachas baralikim. It's a shemayim esaret. Leini kol yisrael brachas baralikim. It's a shemayim esaret. That's a yidin. This is what I'm about. Sat the shemayim. Wanted to try to move out. Very chashuv both ways. You need tzmeich b'chelka. You need to realize it can't be mekanik and everything with these things that are not telling you b'chiru. It's also a person to be mekanik. It's also a person to be mekanik. Once a person finds his own world, that he builds his chelik, he can opens it up and opens it up, he can only magger himself. His aim is never safe. He could talk and say, and it won't hurt him, he could say, and it will only build him, he could say, Mosa, you be a maise. A maise, a voice, a vomit of Yaka.